That's what the internet's for, James.
No,
the internet
because,
is
like, you know.
Porn. The internet is for porn. Me up all night hugging me horn to porn, porn, porn.
Grab your dick and double click for porn, porn, porn.
A gif you sent me, it's from Red Balloon, right?
Yeah, that's what I recognize it as.
The kid gets hauled off. So a couple things are evident by this that I never really thought about. One, that's a kid in like the 60s, so they really, his ass is like taken off. They didn't CGI that shit. Like, they had him grab a rope, and it's probably all the balloons are attached to a crane on the other end, and they probably just lifted him up at a pretty steady clip.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he has a harness on.
Maybe. It looks like he's sitting in something, yeah.
But like, the kid is definitely being hauled through the air.
Did you ever read the story, The Red Balloon?
I don't think so, not to my knowledge, but, you know, the first time I saw it, I was pretty young, so if I read the story, then I either forgot about it or was too young to really understand its significance.
I think it was, like, first grade?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, and I recall at the end of it, although the balloons show up and haul the kid away...
Yeah.
But it wasn't really specific about where he was going.
No, I do not remember the destination involved in that.
Hmm.
I mean, he's like, you know, chasing this balloon around. He's like, has this balloon. He loses it, and he chases it around town. And then it pops, right? But then, and he's so sad, but then, like, all these other balloons come out, and they're like, oh, it's okay. We'll take you, you know, to Balloon Land. And he, like,
is
grabs him, and he, like, flies away.
Is that
they don't talk.
Yeah.
They don't literally say that. They just, you know, they show up and they, like, lift them up into the air. Up, up and away.
Hey, you sound kind of staticky, like a monster.
I am not a monster. I am full of life and joy.
Yeah, it sounds like you're being translated through a monster.
Well, let's see. Microphone, Logitech. That's the that thing.
This sounds worse, doesn't it?
It's not scary. I mean, it does sound worse. I mean, quality-wise, it sounds like you're far away.
If you like piña coladas.
Yeah.
And getting caught in the rain.
Wait, there you go. That sounds really good.
Okay, good. I just unclicked and clicked my microphone selection, so I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it needed a second. It needed a soft reboot.
Yes.
And I doubt Harvey is helping at all.
No. Hurricane Harvey is not helping at all. Although it did give me a day off of work the day after my birthday, so that was cool.
That's nice.
Yes.
Nick? So you think the balloons just, like, killed him, or like,
I think they translated his existence into one that we would not recognize as human. I think he's in a better place.
See, I think the balloons are like jellyfish. Like, there was one that was his friend, quote unquote, that was trying to lure him off to get devoured by the rest of them. Like, I think they all took him up into the air, so he suffocated and then fed off his soul.
Okay.
Which is why how they were able to live forever.
I'll go with that.
I don't know if you've ever had a rubber balloon before, but they last about 5-6 hours.
Yeah, not too long.
And then they start to shrink and deflate, and you find them in your bedroom the next morning on the ground, all wilted and dead.
Like a jellyfish.
Yeah. They wilt a lot faster, though, when you put them on your bedroom floor.
Yeah, I believe you. It seems about right.
Hey, James.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, James.
Hey, Nick.
Welcome to Dork.
Welcome to Dork.
I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And I'm Nick Moore. You're listening to Dork, episode 157.
157.
coming to you live during the last little remnants of that dickhole Harvey.
Actually, that sounds like the name of a detective novel.
That dickhole Harvey?
Oh, just dickhole Harvey.
Hmm.
Dickhole. They call me dickhole is what they call me.
I had a dream night before last that I woke up at like 5:30. That wasn't the dream. The dream woke me up at 5:30, and I wrote it down, and it's going to be my NaNoWriMo novel this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Or do you want to tell us any details?
Sure. I don't know why, but my most creative moments are like real early in the morning. Like when I wake up and I'm tired and I want to go back to bed, but that's when all the ideas happen. And it's not like the 2 o'clock in the morning ideas where you kind of wake up from a dream and you're like, "Hi, that's a funny joke," and you write it down, and then you wake up and you're like, "What the fuck is that?"
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. Now, with this one, I had a dream that me and a bunch of other people were going into stasis.
Okay. Right?
And we put on the special suits, and we were. It's kind of like a self.
Fulfilling prophecy.
No, like a self-starting stasis. Like, nobody was there to, like, help us lock in to the capsules or whatever. But we all had this a cup of, like, it's kind of like a honey-flavored Kool-Aid. But that was, like, the medicine. And you drank that, and then you get in your special suit, and then you hop into a pod. And that, when the pod's sealed, then the stuff you drink helps you go to sleep, and it all puts you into stasis for an extended amount of time. Right?
Okay.
So everybody got in their pods, and I drank my juice, and then I was like, oh, wait, I got to pee. So, like, I went to go pee, and things started getting, like, blurry. I was like, oh, no, I gotta pee. And I started, like, my mouth started getting watery, and I was spitting, and it was, like, bloody with, like, tricks in it, you know, the cereal. That's not going to be part of the story. That was an aside, you know?
Yeah.
And so then I stumbled off to my pod and I got in just in time. But from that sprang a whole other thing. I was like, yeah, I could write that. Do something with that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird. And then I went back to sleep. I wrote it like those things where you're like, oh, I got to write this down. And then like I wrote down the idea I had, and then I kept adding to it for like 30 minutes. I was like, oh, well, shit, that's a whole thing. But then I fell asleep, and I had another story where I was having an affair with a much older woman. She's like 70-something.
Like, like Helen Mirren?
No.
Oh.
Like Helen Mirren, I would say 470 is like a 10. Like, that's as good as you can look at 70.
Right.
You know? This chick is like a 7.
Not too bad, but not great.
Yeah, I remember in the dream, I was like, oh, yeah, we really connect on a spiritual level. But then part of me was like, well, I mean, I don't know if this is worth having an affair over. Like, I'm risking my marriage. And she gets me, but I mean, if I just can hold off for 2 years, she'll be dead. So, and that's in the dream world where I can do whatever I want. I notoriously do not cheat on Carol, even in my dreams, much to my consternation. Like I'll wake up after a dream where I'm like in a hot tub or something with a bunch of like scantily clad chicks. And I'm like, God damn it. It was a dream. We could have philandered, but nay. And you try and go back into it, and then you just end up like back at the hot tub. Where you're like, all right, ladies, everybody out. I got to clean this thing. You're like, no, this is what I'm supposed to be. We're supposed to be enjoying ourselves. God damn it.
No. Yeah, I think you have issues.
Oh, I know I have issues.
That is well established, yes.
So you have Monday off, huh?
Dude, I got Friday off.
That's pretty awesome.
I got Friday and Monday off. I was surprised as hell when I found out I get all of like a 4-day Labor Day weekend.
That's pretty epic.
I was like, shit, yeah, motherfucker. And we got a day off this week because of the storm. Yeah. It's nice sometimes. It makes planning lessons sometimes a headache, but in also like making up standardized tests like we've been doing. A little bit fucked up, but yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I realized I hadn't taken a vacation this year. So I was like, well, and Carol is helping with a show for the kids theater. And she's like, look, when, you know, after next week, let's take a break. So I was like, okay. So we took Labor Day week since we get 5 days for the cost of four. And just took that off. So I got the whole next week off.
Nice.
Well, the downside is I got all this other shit. Like, I got to get this done before I can take a vacation, which is why nobody takes vacations anymore. Like, I can, but I know I got to get all this shit done before I go, and then I'm going to have all this shit waiting for me when I get back. What's the point? The point is to, you know, fucking relax.
Exactly.
But damn it.
If we cannot relax, then we wither and die.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we break. We don't bend.
I don't want to break.
Oh, sorry. It's a different thing.
But I'm about to fucking break. Tired. The reason we missed the past couple shows is because I've been so fucking busy.
Oh, yeah. And that's that story.
I mean, that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Like, to do this, I have to, like, get home at, you know, a human hour, and I haven't been. Getting home and it's dark, and it's still technically summer, so that's quite a feat.
That is, that's late.
Drive me nuts, James.
Sorry, you were talking about dreams, and I wanted to mention this before. We got too far away from it, but Jane's probably gonna hate that I even want to mention this, but she doesn't listen to the podcast, so
okay.
So we went to bed at like 11:30-ish the other night, and at about 12:45, she woke me up to tell me that there was a giant spider hanging over the bed, which there wasn't, but she like actually believed that. So I don't know if she was like awakened dreaming or hallucinating or like just like live dreaming. It was kind of a weird thing that like has only happened like two or three times before, but she was like really intense that there was like this spider above the bed, and it was huge, and she like put her head under the covers, and I was like, okay, I'm not sure what to do here, so I'm just gonna go with it. So I was like, all right, Jane, I crushed it. She's like, it's gone. I was like, yeah, it's gone. I crushed it. It's gone. And so she like went back to sleep or whatever. So, and
well, I've talked about Carol waking up screaming because she had a nightmare.
But this is,
and I'm like, what? And then she just goes back to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Get up. No, you don't get to just, no. No. You don't yell and then just stop. Hold on, I have to grab a thing.
Grab a thing. And while he's grabbing the thing, I'll let everybody know that I had a dream that I was living in a human living space with 12 other people, and 4 of the other people were teenage girls that were starting a girl band. Like the Spice Girls.
Sorry. I'm back. What? Sorry.
No, it's fine. I was just letting the world know about some of my dreams that I had when I was sleeping.
Oh?
Yeah, but I can't tell you anymore because then I'd be repeating stuff. So I can't repeat myself. I can't be redundant. I can't say the same thing over and over again.
You can't do what?
Say it again.
Oh, right.
Say it again. Sorry. I had to up the Academy moment. It's fine. So, have you read the last of the Bobbyverse novels?
No, dude. I told you. I got back into the Dresden Files. So, I'm at Death Masks.
That's like number 5.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So it's
and it's going to keep going until you like to the end.
Yeah, which is like 15. So, you're not even a third way through. Are you going to re-listen to the short stories too?
Probably. Side Jobs?
Side jobs. Yeah, side jobs got all of them. There was like a new thing that came out at the very beginning of August that I was like, ooh, it says Jim Butcher, new stuff. But it wasn't a new, it was not a new story, so it's not even worth mentioning, really. This is why you read the customer reviews.
When is the new stuff thing supposed to pop up? Soon, huh?
Not anytime soon. It has a name, which I can't remember right now, but it is not, it doesn't have a release date. So, all I can tell you that it's two words and each of the words has the same amount of letters. Which all of them do, but you know, I don't know when it's coming out. Jim Dash Butcher.
So Carol and I are both busy. She's, you know, after work, she stays at the theater to help out with the kids program. I'm working late, so I get home, but because I get home late, so she's still working a little bit later than me. So I'm like, well, I'll make dinner. So last night I was like, I'm going to make fettuccine Alfredo. I've never made fettuccine Alfredo. I just had like a craving for it. So I looked up a recipe and it was good, but I threw it away after we ate. We both had like one plate and then I chucked it. Wow. Because it had three pounds of dairy in it. Three pounds. That's not even a joke. Like the base was a pint of heavy cream. And then you melt a pound of butter in it at low heat, and then you turn up to medium heat, and then you melt in a cup of shredded Parmesan and then a cup of shredded fontina. And it was good, but Jesus Christ. Threw in I grilled some chicken, threw that in there, and then threw in the fettuccine, and it was good, but Carol was like, no, throw it away. I was like, yeah, I'm throwing it away. I can't eat that.
Guacamole. As in holy guacamole.
Yeah, there was no guacamole in it. There was no vegetables in it at all.
It doesn't have to be. It's fettuccine Alfredo. Alfredo.
But yeah, but I had a big bowl of tomatoes from our neighbor that I could have thrown in, which would have been good. Could have sauteed those or something, thrown it in there. But I didn't.
Because why?
I just wanted to be fat. And I made my wish come true.
I was actually surprised that I lost a few pounds, but I mean, from all like the running around of teaching and stuff.
Yeah, I can't imagine trying to keep up with sixth graders. It's like, you'd be busy.
No, it's 7th and 8th graders, but, you know, it's the difference is marginal.
Youth.
The utes. I get like 7,000 or 8,000 paces just teaching, running around, telling people to shut the fuck up.
A friend of mine has started teaching this year, and he's teaching freshman English.
Is this sophomore? I mean, not sophomore, but freshman, high school freshman, or...
High school freshman.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's like, I spent a lot of time telling people to shut up. Like that's, I didn't realize how much of my job would be telling people to sit down, shut up, stop talking for the knowledge to come in your brain.
Yeah.
So don't you remember being 11? I mean, that's, that's most of your life is being told to shut up.
I don't know. I remember watching people, a lot of people being told to shut up.
Yeah, I don't think I ever really got told to shut up. Because I always interacted with the teachers directly. Like, I would say stuff, but it was in response to what they were saying because I was smarmy class clown shit. And so they couldn't just go, oh, shut up. They'd be like, Mr. Moore, class, we're learning. I'm like, yeah, but this is funny. Let me say something humorous. I'm not amused. Most of my teachers had a sense of humor about it. Miss Grass did not. Miss Grass had no humor about it whatsoever. She taught geography.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing I did do is I did rap a lot today.
Rap?
I rapped. I was trying like to basically is huh? No, like RAP, like you know, Run DMC.
Are you like that rapping teacher in that fucking Microsoft Surface commercial?
A little bit. But I wasn't trying to be. I was just trying to like get them to shut up for a while. And like, if you rhyme, then they like actually pay attention to you.
Ah, you're using magic.
Yes. In vino veritas. I mean, in magic veritas. I wasn't drinking while I was at school.
So you've got Hulu, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You watch Hulu on a regular basis?
Fairly.
Okay, you know how it gives you the option sometimes where it's like, watch this extra long commercial, and we won't give you any more commercials for your show.
Yes, I'm familiar with that.
It's like, fair, I'll just hit play, I'll walk away for 2 minutes, come back, and we're good to go.
Yeah, but sometimes they like to make it interactive.
Right? Well, there was one that popped up last week, and I was like, okay, yeah, we'll go. And it's, dude, it's a long one. This is like 2.5 minutes, solid, no narrative, just music, and then stuff happening. And tell me if you've seen this, all right? This guy is like a crab fisherman, right?
Okay, doesn't sound familiar.
And he gets a call on his boat, and he's like, so he rushes back to port, and he gets his truck, he drives to the hospital, his wife has a baby, he sees the baby, and it's a little girl, and he raises her. It like goes through her whole life, right?
Right.
Her whole, she grows up, she gets into astronomy and stuff, and then she has a baby at the end of it, and he sees the baby. Like, at no point am I like, oh, this is about blank. This is a commercial for blank. At no point. And then right at the end of it, it goes, Windex.
Not even on the map. Not even, I would have been like a car commercial, maybe Microsoft. But like,
I was like, what the fuck? I was pissed. And Carol's like, you didn't see that coming? And I was like, fuck you. You saw that coming? She's like, well, they kept looking through glass and seeing each other. Every time we saw her, it was always through like glass. There's like a window between them or a mirror, or she was like looking through a magnifying glass or a telescope, or he was looking through the window of his boat. And I'm just like, fuck you, Windex. We're never using it again. It's Armor All glass cleaning wipes. That's all we have in my house now. I've never been so violently turned against something that I just used thoughtlessly. It's like if toilet paper did a commercial like that. It was just for the idea of toilet paper. And it's like, toilet paper, wipe your ass. Be like, fuck you. Bidets everywhere. I'm carrying a bottle of water everywhere I go and a towel that I will throw away. And that's my life, because fuck you. I was so angry. I was just like, that, what the fuck? Fuck! I was so mad. Carol's mad about the Verizon commercials. She hates those fucking things.
Which one's the Verizon commercials?
The Verizon commercial. Like
the mic drop guy?
Yes, where he's like at the wedding, and then like he finds the car on the side of the road. And all that.
I can understand hating those.
Yeah, oh, dude, she is like militant about that shit. Every time it comes on, she's like, fuck!
This guy.
Yeah, that's the way I kind of am about the Surface commercial, specifically the one with that rapping teacher. Where he's like, I'm the rapping teacher. I like the first time he's like, they called it the remainder. It's the number that remains.
That guy, yes, I remember, because he's got funky hair.
Big stupid hair, and like he draws little cartoons and stuff like that.
It's like the opposite.
The first time I saw him, I was like, nope, I just want math. Just teach and shut the fuck up. It is too goddamn early. If I'm in fifth grade and I walk in and my teacher's like, all right, class, here we go. I'm going to teach you about math and whatever. I'm not learning anything today. I'm just gonna be angry at you. Shut up. I am 10. It is 8 o'clock in the morning. I have no time for this nonsense. You're gonna either put an espresso machine in behind your desk and let me start there, or I'm done. Brain closed. Hate you. Shut the fuck up. No, I never had a teacher that was like that. Like I had a teacher that I've had good teachers, you know, that knew how to connect. And like most of the time that came from them, like speaking to us like we were human beings. And that's all it took. I didn't need somebody to go, all right, A to the B to the C to the D, come do the alphabet song with me. Like, motherfucker, no, I don't. No, just go, you know, look at me and talk to me and go, hey, here's what we're studying today. Okay. Second Punic War started when, that's third grade. Let's do this.
Yeah. No, Hannibal.
Just talk to me about whatever. I'll connect with you. You don't have to do tricks and gimmicks. Just go, this is interesting because it's knowledge that you don't have. And now let me explain to you why this particular knowledge is interesting for you to have. Good, you got me, man. You come in with your stupid haircut and cartoons and shit. I get it. But that's what you do when you don't know what you're doing. You're looking for gimmicks. Now, granted, he got himself a commercial out of the thing.
He did.
Sure, they paid him for that.
Pretty sure, yeah. But you know, it's what the kids are into these days.
Well, like, look, like I had in high school, I had a psychology class that I really enjoyed. And my teacher, Miss Mitchell, I think was her name. She was a really good teacher. She's just like 4 foot tall, woman in her 60s. And she got me on her side early because like the first week, like, and this is, you know, this is like 96, you know, like the first week she's like, all right, hi, we're going to be talking about, I don't think her last name was Mitchell. I don't remember. I think it was. Doesn't matter. In her head, she's still there, and she still pops up and says, Nick, what do you think? You know, like, I remember she pops into my noggin in moments where, like, the things she taught me matter. So I'm like, yes, okay, that's what she said. That was good advice in this situation. But, like, the first week, she's like, all right, hey, here's, you know, where the class goes. You know, we're blah, blah. But she spoke to us on the same level. And, she was the first person I ever knew that, like, came out, like, straight up. Like, she's like, yeah, I'm a lesbian. I don't know, you know, if that you have issue with that, whatever, we can talk about it. But
that's cool.
That's, you know, that's who I am. And it was one of the first times where I was like, and, you know, remember, I grew up really conservative Christian. And it was the first time I was confronted with that and had to deal with it. Where I'm just like, yeah, I mean, I guess I see this lady every day. And like that right there was like the first step to me. Like, I paid attention. I took notes in her fucking class, and I worked to do well in it because I knew I didn't want to disappoint her. I was like, she's got enough respect to talk to me like a human being. I'm not going to fuck around in her class. Shit. But the ones who are, like, half-assing it,
reminded me of something I said to my kids today, but, you know, it's fine.
What did you say?
No, because they were asking, like, we were talking about families or something like that, and because I mentioned that I have a partner, and then every time I say that, I always, you know, use a pronoun so that they know that Jane is female, because not that there's anything wrong with that. I just want them to have an accurate perception. But another thing they always ask is like about how old I am, and usually I say like, I don't know, I was pretty young when I was born. So they were kept asking us, like, what year were you born? We can figure it out for you. We can figure, like they legitimately thought that I did not know how old I was because of this stupid shit that I say.
Did you let them work it out?
No, because I didn't tell them the fucking year. I don't want to know how old I am.
Why? Then you think they're not going to let you date them?
You think that the 12 and 13-year-olds that I teach aren't going to let me date them?
Right? Like, what reason do you have to tell them your age?
I don't know. What reason do I have to tell them?
I mean, you want to be Mr. Man of Mystery with them. But, if you just said, I'm 50, like, all right. I mean, you can lie to them.
No, I told them I was born in 1923.
That's a long time ago, James.
That was a long time ago.
I think they're going to figure that out. Bullshit.
Maybe. Or maybe they think that I have some kind of, like, secret. Ooh, you're older than my great auntie.
Yes. Mr. Brown's a vampire? I did hear that. And I respect him more because he was honest with me.
So, I'll tell him tomorrow.
Like, I had a chemistry teacher who was like, he wasn't a very good teacher, first of all. Like, he may have understood chemistry, but I don't think he did.
Was this the one that had like a doctorate in physics or something?
No, that was Dr. Phillips.
Dr. Phillips.
Yeah.
What did he teach you?
He taught chemistry.
Okay.
I took chemistry twice because the first guy sucked. Mr. Juno is his name. And it turns out that I actually know this guy. Like, I knew him then, but like I know him now. Like, I see him every now and then because he comes to the theater, and he dated somebody I used to, she died, but they dated, and she was way older than him. At least I thought so. So anyway, but she broke it off with him. So now I've got like extra shit on him. I don't know. I haven't used it, and I don't think he's recognized me, but yeah, I give him horrible, horrible shit in his class because he was a terrible teacher. And for his final, the reason I had to take chemistry twice is for his final, I filled out all the answers with lyrics to show, like, theme songs from TV shows. But I spent the whole hour writing.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's exciting. Mm. You just write, Green Acres is a place to be. Farm living is a life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Take Manhattan. Give me that countryside.
No, it's like Dukes of Hazzard and Speed Racer, shit like that.
Okay.
But if I hadn't have done that, then I wouldn't have gotten Mr. Phillips the next year, who actually taught me chemistry and was kind of a cool guy. Like, he was a total nerd, like, to the bone. Like, he wore, like, the same short-sleeve button-up shirt every day, and he wasn't, like, he didn't get jokes, and he was really socially awkward and kind of a dumpy dude with bad skin. And greasy hair, but once we got him talking, he's like, you find out, oh, this guy's smart, you know, and that's enough for me to respect a teacher over. Like, if a teacher proves that, like, they really know their shit, I'm like, okay, maybe I'll give him a minute. Like, there's a teacher, Miss Hook, who was an English teacher, and she was very dry and kind of humorless, but really engaging. Like, she would, you know, we'd talk about poetry and things like that, and she obviously really enjoyed talking about it, and that was enough. And she made everybody talk, and she didn't put up with nonsense. She's like, you can sit down, sir. Thank you. That kind of shit. Like, she never sent anybody to the office or anything. She just would, like, here's the blam and the blam. Batow.
Batow. Wagacha!
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this has nothing to do with teachers.
Okay.
The name of the upcoming Dresden Files book is Peace Talks. It's the next full-length story. But apparently there is something called the Briefcases to be released in summer 2018. That's going to have a bunch of short stories in it. And some of them I've heard of before, and some of them I have not.
Hmm. Okay.
Including Jury Duty, where Harry endures jury duty. And Day One, Butter's First Mission.
Yeah. Well, I'm enjoying listening to the books again. Like, I thought I'd start listening to them, like, oh, yeah, this is good. But, like, I forgot shit. There's stuff popping up, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, this is that one. What the fuck happens with that? Oh, yeah, okay. You know, like, I'm enjoying it. Still, it did not get old.
That's cool. Yeah, I've listened to them at least three times, I think. I've read most of them in print through, like, the 12th one or so. Oh, man. I still remember the first time I listened to Changes, which, you know, is like a Hinge book. It's like, there's a lot of stuff that's different about it. There's a lot of stuff that changes in it. And I was, like, driving across fucking Arkansas and Texas, listening to it on the way back home from being in Missouri. Missouri?
On a journey of self-discovery.
Yeah, I was in Kansas, actually. But, yeah. It was pretty fucking cool. And, like, listening to all the shit happen. It was like, oh! It's like on the middle of this black highway. Or, you know, it's the middle of night. So, like, the highway's black. There's no, like, you know, over street lights or anything. And, like, it's just me and, like, the voice of James Marsters. Just, you know, talking about Harry Dresden and shit. It was cool.
You know, James Marsters, your cock in your hand. Ah, road trips.
Reach down between my legs and ease the seat back.
Slip my foot off the pedal. Freak out. When I'm driving, shit.
Nah.
You've never what?
I've never eased the seat back when I've been driving because I always start with the seat all the way back because my legs are so fucking long.
Because
I am whatever you say I am. It's just the way I am. So have you watched, you haven't watched any of the Defenders yet either, huh?
I have not.
Yeah.
On a Goldberg's kick right now, so we're getting caught.
You're on a Goldberg's kick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're catching up on that whole thing. We're toward the end of the third season.
Okay. There's a fair amount of Iron Fist in Defenders, and it doesn't really add to the show. I'll tell you that now. In the seventh, there's like 8 episodes, I think. And I've watched 7 of them. And like in the 7th episode, Iron Fist is just he's a dumb character. He makes dumb decisions. He doesn't listen to people he should listen to. And there's just something really fucking dumb that he does in the 7th episode. And I was just like, you fucking dumbass. I'm like yelling at the screen while it's happening. I'm like, oh, so we prepared to be disappointed in him.
That's weird. Cause I don't recall Iron Fist being a giant fucking idiot.
No, in the comic books, he's not. In the comic books, he's like, you know, very competent, and he and Luke Cage like have adventures together, and they're like, "Ah, Power Man, Iron Fist, punch, punch, punch." But in this one, he's like, "Yeah." Anyway, it's fine.
Well, what the fuck is his deal?
I don't know. I mean, he was not all the, you know, he was not the brightest candle in the bunch. Whenever during the Iron Fist series. But, you know, I mean, he's also, like, he got stranded with a bunch of monks when he was, like, 10. So he hasn't, he spent 15 years not developing socially in the same way that most people in New York do.
I don't know, man. It feels like the guy that wrote and directed Iron Fist, like, didn't pay attention. Like, they gave it to him, and he, like, saw all the rest of them. He's like, oh, these things are easy. They write themselves. And then he got his, and he's like, he's like, oh, shit. Wait, this guy's not blind. He's not a woman. He's not black. He's just a rich white guy. What the fuck am I supposed to do with this? You know what? Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
Let's go to Barbados. Don't you have to turn in that Iron Fist thing tomorrow? Meh. Like, that's what the actor said about it, too. He was like, you know, that shitty fight scene. Like, well, I mean, how long did you practice that? And he goes, they showed me that like 3 hours before we did it, before we filmed the thing. Like, what? Yeah.
As opposed to like The Matrix, where they like spent 6 months training before they even started filming.
Right?
Yeah.
Learn a little kung fu, man. Like, yeah, get on it. I know you got a timetable, but, you know, that's on you. Send the dude to fucking for a month. So you're going to actually live with some monks for a month. The dude would have been all over it. That's every guy's fucking dream. Every man on earth is like, I'm waiting for the day where a monk comes and says, you chose to come with me. And you go learn kung fu on a mountain for a month. You come out as fucking Iron Fist. That's what every guy wants.
Exactly.
You tell a dude to do that and be like, oh, yeah, so that he can have it the rest of his life. Yeah, I did Iron Fist. I actually spent a month with Tibetan monks learning kung fu. which was really awkward because they did no kung fu, but they had they had a lot of Jackie Chan movies. So we watched those. I basically got high and watched kung fu movies with Tibetan monks for a while.
Yeah.
And their shit is tight.
Woo-wee!
Yes. Another. Woo! And they make these Cheetos there. It's not like Cheetos. They use like puff rice, but Jesus Christ. I'm going back to Nepal. Right?
Oh, yeah man. Shit.
But there's a second season of Iron Fist coming. They cleared it. Like, they're going to do a second season.
Yeah, that's exciting. Are they doing a second season of Jessica Jones or Luke Cage?
Yes, and yes. And Misty Knight, the pictures popped up this week of Misty Knight with her bionic arm.
I'm waiting for that to happen because, like, she was in Luke Cage and, like, she got her arm hurt.
It's happening in the second season. Like, there are pictures up now of her with a gun. Like, ow. I'm an ass with this.
Misty Knight, bionic arm. She has a lot of charm. Oh.
You see it?
Ooh. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, robot arm. Beat Iron Fist's ass, I guess. Quit fucking up the series.
Yeah. First look at Misty Knight Bionic Arm. Do 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 Bionic Marine. Misty Knight is a fine ass woman. Anyway, I'm fine. What?
Yeah, she got a bionic arm, so you just put a fleshlight on the end of that. Let it go.
What was the other thing? Bobbiverse. You haven't read the last book.
Been busy, James.
I know.
Re-listening to Harry Dresden. But yeah, I'm totally going to do that eventually. But you know how it is. You get on fucking kicks. Especially, like, I'm working 12s right now. So I'm working, like, 12 to 13-hour days. And, like, I could put on that and not really think about it and kind of get lost in what's going on, do what I need to do without my brain eating itself.
Or are you eating yourself?
I know if I start something new or something that I'm like really, you know, have to pay attention to. I mean, you don't have to pay attention to the Bobbiverse books, but there's shit where you're like, it kind of demands you pay attention so you know what's going on.
Yeah, especially the first time you listen to it. Yeah,
but there's also a lot of technical information in it, which makes it good sci-fi, but like I can listen to it on a bike ride. I can't.
Yeah. I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
I haven't been doing any bike riding either because it's been raining every goddamn day for the last 3 weeks.
This is so. There's been a lot.
I did get myself a new
shitload of rain.
Yeah, I got myself a new raincoat.
Is this a euphemism for a condom?
No, I don't use condoms. No, like a rain, you know, like an anorak.
Wasn't that the secret, like, guy in Ready Player One?
That was the name of the wizard.
Yeah.
Because that was his nickname that the girlfriend, the chick he liked, gave him. Because he always wore the brain sleeper.
Yes.
Yeah. Read it at the point. That's get on it, folks. But I had one that I actually, a girl that I don't say dated, but like we had a one-night stand. Like she left it at my house, and it was like an extra large. And so I was like, that's mine now. It was kind of awkward because Carol was like, oh, hey, when did you get that? I was like, I've had this forever. She said, it's green. Why do you have a green
rain
hoodie thing? And I was like, chick left it at my place. She's like, oh. Like, it's a long time ago. It's before I knew you were a thing. You were married at the time. Don't judge.
Touche.
Yeah, I think I won that one. But yeah. But my new one is far more, it's black as it should be.
Oh, that's cool.
And it can tuck it into itself. And I forgot it today. I went to lunch and I left it at my office. So I went in, it wasn't raining. I came out, it was totally raining. But the ladies at Jason's Deli liked me, and there was a spare umbrella in the bucket that had been there for 3 weeks, which they let me have.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
Yeah, I lost my umbrella. I like left it on the front door or front porch for like a few days when we first moved to this place, and someone took it, and I was like, yeah, I probably should have expected that, but you know, still.
Your house is like right on the street?
Yeah, it's fairly close. There's no like 10 or like it's, I mean, our like it's New Orleans, so the stairs to the front porch like are, you know, go right up to the sidewalk.
Oh yeah. Yeah, somebody's gonna steal your shit.
Yeah. So it's like 5 steps up the stairs and 5 steps to the front door, and you know, that's where the fucking umbrella was leaning against the railing.
Yeah, dude.
If, I know.
If people wander around, first off, it's New Orleans. Second of all, people wander around drinking. Like, if I had a dollar for every time I just picked something up in New Orleans because I was drunk and wandered off with it, I would lose it because I would leave it in New Orleans somewhere and come back for it and be like, oh, I shouldn't have left it there.
Yeah, someone would have picked it up and wandered off with it.
Yeah. Like, I woke up in the thermos. Like, an ice thermos. It was one of those nights where you, like, you go to New Orleans, and then the next day you wake up in somebody's apartment and the sun's up, and you're like, what the fuck? You know, those days. And I had a thermos, and I was like, where did this come from? And they're like, porter, and like, you came walking up to us with that thing. And we're like, where are they? And it was empty. So I don't know if I drank what was in it or not. I hope it was coffee. And not like something somebody was transporting.
The world may never know.
Right?
Right. Oh, the other thing I was going to ask you about or talk to you about, do you have Amazon Prime? Are you there? Have we lost it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. You have Amazon Prime?
Yes.
Okay, you know the Tick is now available.
Yes, I started watching the first episode of that this weekend, and then I fell asleep. It wasn't the Tick's fault. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, there's only six episodes, but there's some good stuff in there.
Well, I was happy with it. I think I made it up to where Arthur was going to get the suit, his moth suit.
Yeah.
And, like, the Tick shows up, and it's like, hey, what's up, man? Like, that's pretty good. I was kind of iffy about that, but I guess he kind of worked. And then I fell asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. I didn't realize that Jackie Earle Haley plays the Terror. The guy that played played Rorschach in Watchmen, played the Freddy Krueger in the most recent Nightmare movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think it's worth trying out. I don't know if it's going to be everybody's taste. My mom was asking about it, and I was like, it's definitely not to my mom's taste because, you know, she likes Star Trek Next Generation and those cheesy movies on sci-fi.
She's like, are there swinging dicks in it? Because I love swinging dicks in my
All right, well, it looks like I'm going to have to go. Our connection.
Well, back to Game of Thrones for me. I just want loose flopping wieners.
Big floppy donkey dick.
Jeez, Mom. I'm old enough to be honest. I want to see floppy dicks in my shows. Still waiting for Alex Trebek to get it out. Show me that dick, Alex. For 500. What is no? Fuck, Alec, want to see that dick, that big, bushy, white tubes.
So, looks like we've come to the end of the episode.
Say what?
Looks like we've come to the end of the episode.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's called, thank you for listening to Dork Episode 157. James' mom likes big floppy dicks. On TV.
On TV. Yes, on TV only.
Like she's like, no, not out and about in the world. There needs to be plot. I need plot, story, and then the dick is like the punctuation.
Right.
Like it brings something out.
Well, in real life, you would want them hard, right? But you can't show that on TV because that's like porn stuff.
You can't show turgid cocks? I'm sure you can.
You can't. You ever notice on Game of Thrones, they're always like flibbity flabbity?
Well, I mean, he's got to have a director that's willing to do it. Look at this nice hard cock. There we go. First guy that does it, it'd be like, you know, Icarus.
burning the sun on his dick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Like hair just wrapped at the theater, and they left the nudity in.
Oh yeah, the end of the first act for the intermission.
Yeah. Everybody's like, the nudity in there, but that's such a small part. And the way that it's done, like, it kind of accents what's going on to where it's shocking. Not like you're like, ooh, titties. You're like, it's like there's nudity involved. I wasn't really expecting this, and it kind of punctuates the scene. I saw it at the theater, and I was bartending. So the lady that bartends with me was like, well, I'll watch it tonight. It's like, yeah, go ahead. So she comes in after that, and she's like, man, there's a lot of butt crack. It's like, I'm sort of lost and afraid. Well, I mean, I guess it is. But there's plot involved. She's the kind of person that would just watch floppy dicks without plot, I guess.
Yes.
She's not an auteur.
A cinematic gourmand, as it were?
Yeah, not so much. She did. Although, maybe not. Maybe she's like, that's not her thing. She's like, I don't want to see it at all. Mm. Put it away, officer.
Get that thing away from me. Whoa. Yeah.
Mm. And with that, I'm Nick Moore.
I am James Brown.
Naked and afraid. And I'm Nick Moore, and you have been dorked.
You have been dorked.
You hear this one? Because I'm betting we're gonna have audio issues.
I think so too.
I think the storm fucked with us.
You're fucking with me either.
We need to set up a couple tin cans and string.
They're fucking with my tank. And they're fucking with my whales.
Whales?
Sorry, I had a Star Trek IV The Voyage Home thing. What the hell is he doing?
They said fuck in that?
They didn't say fuck. No. They never said fucking a Star Trek thing. Although I hear the new Star Trek, whatever it's called, Rediscovery, mm-hmm. Discovery, is supposed to have a few F bombs in it.
Fuck it. Fucking FAA keeps sending me these things. They're like, don't fly drones in the hurricane.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it interferes with, like, you know, the things, those rescue things. But also, like, you know, if you have 100-mile-per-hour winds, you're not going to be able to control your drone very well. I would accept that as an axiom.
It's so, you know, rescue choppers and shit don't run into your fucking toys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I said, that's, like, the primary thing. But also, you know. It's not a very effective way to fly your shit.
But see, I didn't plan on doing it. But now.
Now I will.
Tell me not to. Motherfucker, I don't even have to register it. Supreme Court swatted that down.
Because it's under a certain size or what?
Yep. But I've already registered it. Like they were like, you can register now for free. Or it was like a discount. I think it only cost me like $5. And I was like, well, I mean, it's the responsible thing to do. I should go ahead and do it. So I did. And then everybody was like, no, don't do it. You don't have to.
Too late.
I've never done anything close to dangerous with it. And if I crash it, it'll be on my property. So I'll be like, well, I think I figured out the black box on this fucking thing. All right, James. I'll see you later.
All right, Nick. I'll see you later.
Adios.
Automatopoeia.